Commentary from John Gill's Exposition of the Bible. Introduction to Exodus. This book is called by the Jews Vilashemoth, from the first words with which it begins, and sometimes Sefer Shemoth, and sometimes only Shemoth. It is by the Septuagint called Exodus, from whom we have the name of Exodus, which signifies a going out, see Luke 9:31, because it treats of the going of the children of Israel out of Egypt, and hence, in the Alexandrian copy it is called the Exodus of Egypt, and so the Syriac version entitles it the second book of the law, called the going out, and to the same purpose the Arabic version. The Jews sometimes give it the name of Nezikin, as Buxter observes out of the Masorah on Genesis 24:8, because in it some account is given of losses and the restitution of them. That this book is of divine inspiration and to be reckoned in the canon of the sacred writings is sufficiently evident to all that believe the New Testament, since there are so many quotations out of it there by Christ and his apostles, particularly see Mark 12:26, and that it was written by Moses is not to be doubted. However, one is not certain. It must have been after the setting up of the tabernacle in the wilderness the greatest part of what is contained in it of which Moses was an eye-near witness. It plainly points out the accomplishment of the promises and prophecies delivered to Abraham that his posterity would be very numerous, that they would be afflicted in a land not theirs, and in the fourth generation come out of it with great substance. It treats of the afflictions of the Israelites in Egypt after the death of Joseph until their deliverance by Moses of his birth, calling and mission to Pharaoh to demand of him to let the children of Israel go of the 10 plagues upon him and his people for refusing to dismiss them of the departure of Israel from Egypt and the institution of the Passover on that account of their passage through the Red Sea into the wilderness and of the various exercises and afflictions, supplies and supports they met with there of the giving of a body of laws unto them, moral, ceremonial and judicial, and of the building of the tabernacle and all things appertaining to it, and throughout the whole, as there is a figure and representation of the passage of the people of God out of spiritual Egypt, through the wilderness of this world, to the heavenly Canaan, and of various things they must meet with in their passage, so there are many types of Christ, his person, office, and grace, and of his church, his word, and ordinances, which are very edifying and instructing. The book contains a history of about 150 to 200 years, from the death of Joseph, to the erection of the tabernacle,